I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. It's another edition of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Joining me right now is Elsie Fisher, the star of the fantastic new movie, Eighth Grade, opening in select theaters on July 13th. Elsie, how are you?
Good. How about you, man?
I'm great. How did you land this role of Kayla? What was that process like for you?
No idea. No, okay. But in reality, you know, I just went to an audition and I saw a director session, Bo Burnham, and I got really excited. And I went to the audition and everything went really well. So I had a couple of callbacks and then I got the role.
That's great. You are excellent in this movie. I have to say, I saw the film a couple of weeks ago at a film festival. The audience loved it. I loved it. And one of the things I noticed is that you're in every single scene in the movie. Was that daunting to learn that and to read through the script and realize that you'll be in every scene?
Yeah, I did get a little anxious about that. You know, I felt a little bit of pressure. You know, but once I got on set and just kind of met everyone and started knowing Bo more as a person, it became nothing. It was just fun every day.
And working with Bo Burnham, comedian, writer, director, this being his first movie, how spot on was he when it came to the details as far as this script and the scenes that you were in?
It was pretty spot on, you know, at least for real life. You know, I haven't been in every single situation like Kayla has, but the general feelings that the scenes he wrote kind of portray felt very real to me. You know, just the anxiousness and the weirdness and awkwardness. You know, it was very realistic and, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say I was surprised to see that it was written by a 27-year-old man, but you know, it was very interesting.
You are 15 years old. You just finished eighth grade just before shooting the film last year. So was the whole process, did it even feel like deja vu in a sense going through all this?
Yeah, a little bit. It was kind of like I had an extended year of eighth grade. you know, the second half was better, obviously, but, you know, it was weird.
I got to tell you, Elsie, I am 19 years old, and so I wasn't in eighth grade all that long ago, and I have to say, I felt like he got so much of it right, the emotions and the sort of strenuous nature and everything going on in our minds. Could you even feel that as you were doing the scenes where your character, Kayla, does the YouTube videos? Tell me about what you were thinking as you were going through those.
I really just tried to get into the mindset of Kayla, you know, because whenever I watch the movie, I never see it as me playing Kayla, I see it as Kayla. Mm. So filming the videos was really just trying, it felt like it was me trying to get across a point that she was just having so much trouble articulating. Those were probably some of the most fun things to film, though. I really enjoyed it.
And I like the style in the film and how those scenes guide us. Her advice guides us through some of the situations that we see Kayla go through. And also, one of the most emotional scenes in the film, it's kind of late, so I won't spoil things, but it's a scene between you and your dad, played by Josh Hamilton, sitting around a campfire. How many times did you have to do that scene?
We actually rehearsed it a bit before we even filmed it. With Josh, those were the only scenes we actually rehearsed for the whole movie, because to Kayla, those are, you know, not boring, but she's used to them. Everything else for her is new, but with Josh, you know, he's fantastic. We did the campfire scene quite a bit, though. You know, it felt meaningful every time, though. The speech he gives is really great.
Oh. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that speech is going to transcend people when they go see this on July 13. That scene's really going to get people. But even long before July 13th, back in January, you were at the Sundance Film Festival premiering Eighth Grade. What was that experience like for you?
It was crazy and weird, and I got very scared. But I was so pleased to see, you know, how wonderfully people were reacting to this. it was the first time I actually had seen the movie, and I'm very glad I got to see it with an audience for the first time and not just watch it and then be anxious about how people felt. It was fantastic, though, if I had to use one word. Yeah, fantastic.
Was it scary in a sense for you as far as seeing yourself on the big screen, or was it more getting that audience reaction?
You know, probably a mixture of both. It was just a very new thing for me to be the center of a film and then have it be shown at, you know, an event that was like, you know, people were talking it up. They were like, oh my God, Sundance, it's blah, 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 it's this film festival. So I just got myself kind of riled up on nerves. By the end of it, though, I was feeling great. It was nerve-wracking to be put in the spotlight and, you know, be seen by so many people.
We're with Elsie Fisher, the star of Eighth Grade. This is not your first big Hollywood movie, though, as you were involved with the Despicable Me films, the voice of Agnes in those first two films. Do you go back and rewatch those Despicable Me movies every once in a while to hear yourself in that role?
Nah, I used to, and I thought it was cool, but it's just become a little oversaturated for me, personally, because, you know, I love those movies, and they've given me everything I have now, but, you know, people, like, at my school, people just talk about it so much, and that's, like, all I was known for forever, so it's like, I'm kind of done with it, you know?
But do you still keep in touch with some of the other stars? I've actually talked with Dana Gayer, one of the other voices of the girls a few times. Do you still keep in touch with her and Miranda Cosgrove and all them?
No, we haven't really kept in touch. They're both fantastic people, though.
Well, I'm sure they're going to see this movie. They're going to see you on the big screen, your name in lights, my goodness. And with your friends at school, have any of them seen the movie yet? Do they know a lot about this film yet?
I've shown two of my friends the movie. I think two of them have gone to screenings. You know, and most of my friends know about it, and they're very excited for me, and that's very cool.
Good. Yeah, no, that's really good to hear. And would Bo ever ask you if he wanted to maybe come up with an idea sort of like Boyhood, where we see Kayla at the end of high school, at the end of 12th grade, looking back on everything? Would you consider reprising your role if Bo ever wanted to do that?
Oh, I would definitely consider it. It was never, like, talked about on set between us or, you know, in the process of creating it. But some people have mentioned that they would like to see that, and I would be totally down. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Eighth Grade has a very specific message, and I don't know if it's completely right, per se, to continue Kayla's story. Mm. But, you know, if he wanted to make senior year, I would be down to do it in a heartbeat.
I think this movie really speaks to young people. I think it speaks to teens and to 20-year-olds.
Yeah, well, younger people, you know, you're more freshly out of eighth grade. And it's better to reflect on these weird experiences sooner rather than later. So come see the movie.
There you go. Enjoy the rest of high school. You excited for your next year in high school?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, sure, yes.
But I think you're going to have the summer of your life before then. I really do with this movie.
It's already been very fun.
Enjoy it all, Elsie. Thank you so much for joining us here on the LCJ Q&A today.
Yeah, of course. Have a nice day.
You too. That's Elsie Fisher, the star of Eighth Grade. Go see this movie. It's one of the best films of the year so far. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson.